Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And what a show we have for you, because it was a big and bad NFL football Sunday, and you know we're going to be recapping it for the next 3 hours. We know you've heard from many people all day about it, but you haven't heard from the Odd Couple. So you got to stay tuned and check this out. You've been waiting all day for our opinion on it, and we're about to give it to you over these next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker, fresh off the plane.
Yes.
From Las Vegas. Did you see Lamar Mitchell?
Absolutely. I'm about to send a picture. Me, Lamar, and my buddy Rod.
Wow.
We took a picture. I'm going to send it out. I didn't realize how tall I am until I see a picture next to Lamar. You know Lamar is not that tall.
Lamar is about 5'8", 5'7". What would you
say? Yeah, something like that. But this picture, when you see it, I forget how tall I am. Do you know what I mean?
6'4".
Yeah, I'm a real 6'4". Not like, you know, I need platform shoes. But I don't realize it, Chris, until I take pictures with people. But anyway, I'll send that picture out to the crew.
Have you taken a picture with Rob G lately?
Because
you
no,
look like Rob G's daddy.
You know? I mean, yes, big daddy.
It's like, funny. How did the little son get so chunky?
It's funny.
When the dad's slim.
I know, crazy.
Wow.
I'm
sorry, Rob G. Rob G, you can try to get me back next time you fill in for Rob.
We had Julian McWilliams, who covers the Red Sox for the Boston Globe, and him and his wife just had a baby, which was great and great news. But I said to him, Chris, when he told me the news, I said, finally, someone's going to call you daddy, and they actually mean it. You know what I mean?
I don't exactly know what that means, but I'll just giggle to make you feel good.
Yes, thank you.
Get the show off on a good foot.
Yes, but let's say it's already going to be on a good foot because I came back with Doom Data. My pockets got fatter in Las Vegas. So I came back.
Well, it's about time.
Yes, I was on a mini slump.
Because you lost plenty over the last few weeks.
But
are you even?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing good. Because you remember before that I had like four or five tickets in a row. Remember that? I did. But I cashed out three tickets yesterday, almost four. If it wasn't for Rob G's Raiders, I'd have had four tickets. Wow. But anyway, great weekend, Chris. Great food. Great to see. I saw about 10 friends there and family. It was a great weekend. Like the best weekend I had in Vegas in a long time.
Great. Oh, wow. Okay, good. Well, you know you were only 2-3 in the picks in pickoff, so.
Oh, yeah,
just,
and you were 3-2.
Just to bring you back to earth.
I
gained one slot. I told you I'm coming.
Yeah, all right.
I'm Steady Eddie. You can start. You can have your little fast start and get all hyped up.
But I come fast start? 60% to 48% ain't no fast start.
It ain't that anymore.
Yes,
it's not that anymore. You're only two up.
You only made one up one game.
Sorry, one a week.
But I will tell you
next
this.
Thing you know, I'm going to lay ahead of you.
Yeah, but I did not bet on that ticket. So I just want you to
know.
No,
you don't bet on your pigskin pickoff.
Not always.
You probably should because you do. It seems like you do better on the pigskin pickoff.
You know what?
Your bets.
And the ones I haven't bet on are the ones you know that are 5-0. Those are the ones that I haven't bet on. And then the other ones, I'll be 2-3 like yesterday.
Right.
But all right, let's get it going. We got a lot to talk about.
All right, super producer Rob G, of course, is in the house. Yes, he's back. The man on the ones and the twos, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. And on the updates is our man, Ralph Irvin. All right, Rob, let's get to it. A lot of good games. Let's start with, I'm trying to think now, let the games run through my head. But off the top of my dome, this has to be the shocker of the weekend. And not that Baltimore won.
Because remember, they were at home and they were the favorites. So it wasn't an upset.
No, it wasn't an upset. But the way they did it, I mean, they manhandled the Los Angeles Chargers, who were coming off tremendous. I mean, we're playing tremendous football, right?
They scored 47, remember, right? To beat the Browns, they came back big, Chris. That was their game. Going into this one, and you're right. A lot of people were like, oh, no, the Chargers are rolling. And I'll say that.
And the Baltimore Ravens had struggled a little bit. They were winning.
They came back against Detroit. They came back against Kansas City. I mean, so they've been behind a lot. But this one, they came out. Their defense played really well. Justin Herbert wasn't nearly the guy he had been, Chris.
No.
In that game. And then Lamar. I mean, I want to hear your thoughts on Lamar and where he is, Chris, because you know I picked him for the MVP.
Well,
no,
you didn't. Yeah,
I did.
But then you switched
to start
after
the
week
season.
One. It don't matter. It didn't even happen at this point. You pick your MVP is Aaron Rodgers.
14
I mean, those are the rules, Rob.
Pick.
You were a prisoner. Just admit that you were a prisoner of the moment.
I wasn't a prisoner of the moment. 14 touchdowns and one pick over the last 5
he
weeks.
He ain't even in the conversation right now. You know
you
that.
Said that
and
last year
well.
What he won.
No, okay. Right. It's early. He's got a chance. He hasn't disqualified himself, but you know he's not in the top 5 right now. But you should have stuck with Lamar. But look, I'm about to sing Lamar's praises, but let me say this. And I think
about
this.
Time.
I think that, well, I gave him props last week. I want to say this first, though. And I think this will soothe some of the minds and emotions of the Chargers fans out there. Okay? Don't hop off your team. To me, Rob, this game does not mean that the Chargers aren't legitimate.
Oh, I don't.
I'm not
that.
Saying they're the favorites, right, to win the AFC.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, yeah, it's a bad game. It happens. I think, look, they were coming off, Rob, 4 straight weeks of really legitimate opponents. Dallas, Kansas City, the Raiders, and the Browns.
And could have won that Dallas game if you
right.
really want to be
so,
honest.
So, you know, it's tough when you play a tough team every week. That doesn't happen all the time in the NFL. I get it. Every game is you got to show up. But obviously there's elite teams, there's very good teams, and there are bad teams. And they've played four good teams or above the last 4 weeks, and very few teams have done that. So I think that it's not a letdown, but I just think that had a little something to do with it. Rob, and I should have thought about this when we made the picks, they had the dreaded flight from the West Coast
Rob
to the
G
East Coast. I'm
about
guessing
it.
You took some of that into consideration.
Yep. Rob G was all over that.
You play. Right. It's 10 a.m. in the West when they were playing.
When you kick off at 1 East Coast, your body clock is 10 a.m.
Yep. And so I think that had a little something to do with it. And I also think Baltimore, you know, they had, like you said, Rob, they had struggled the last few weeks, at least to win. They won, but, you know, had their ups and downs and edged a bad Detroit team and had to come back against Indy. So they were ready to really make a statement, and they obviously did. So I don't think the gap between these two teams is, you know, 28 points. But I just wanted to say that for any of you Chargers fans, there's no need to hop off the bandwagon. Your team is still a very good team. With the Ravens, Rob, and Lamar, and he broke records. Rob G, I'm not going to read them, but correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, he became the winningest quarterback ever under 25 years old.
Yeah, beat Dan Marino's record, which is impressive.
Yep. Dan Marino had 34 wins, and now Lamar's got 35. And to put that in perspective, Rob, Marino's best years were his early years.
No, Chris, his first and second years were great.
Right.
In Miami. I mean, because they went to the Super Bowl his second year. That was the year.
Right.
I think he had the 50 touchdowns,
thought,
well,
he's
right?
He's going to be there several times.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I believe that was the year.
His first few
years were his best years. And so for Lamar to break that is not whistling Dixie. So that was a great achievement for him. But what I'm going to say is this, Rob. I think Lamar, I've had questions about him. And I'm going to be honest, I've had questions from day one. When he came out of college, he wasn't the most accurate guy in college. I think it was below 60% even at the college level. And when guys were talking about moving him to receiver.
Including Bill Polian,
Hall of Fame GM.
Exactly, who said it on ESPN.
Right.
Oh, he should go run out some pass routes or whatever. And Lamar's like, I'm not doing that. And I applauded him for saying that, because this guy, you know, was like, no, I'm a quarterback. I want to play quarterback in this league. And he got the chance. And look.
Right. And I thought he should have got a shot. But I didn't think, like some people thought it was racist what Polian was saying. I didn't think it was racist because there's plenty of black quarterbacks in the league. I thought it was a legitimate analysis that Lamar's not that accurate and he's not going to be able to run like that in the NFL. At least that was the thinking.
Well, I was
in line with that thinking.
But the only thing is, Bill Polian couldn't have been more wrong about him. Only from he was unanimous MVP.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying, like I could get it, Chris, like when they had with Pittsburgh, who was Slash.
Cordell Stewart.
Cordell Stewart. You remember that? And he was taking pass. He was running out.
Right. He did all kinds of stuff to get in there,
slot receiving, all that kind of stuff. But Lamar has proven that he is something special. But go ahead. I don't want to.
No, there's no doubt. And so every year he's proven something else. Like, number one, he proved he could run like that in the NFL and stay healthy. That was my big concern. I didn't think he'd be able to stay upright, just keeping it real. I thought he'd take too many shots and it would eventually wear him down. Cam Newton is twice as big as Lamar, and you saw what the physical play and the shots have taken their toll on him. Now, Cam took more shots. He was more of a physical runner, sometimes challenged, you know, defensive players, where Lamar doesn't necessarily slide. He certainly doesn't slide all the time. But he's able to just shift his weight and, you know, avoid the huge hits. He's taken some, but for the most part, he's avoiding them. So that's the first thing. Then, Rob, his character and his work ethic is tremendous. And you see both of those things come forth in the way he continues to improve year after year. My big question after last season was, can he hit receivers? or outside the numbers. He was big on hitting the tight end, which is what a lot of young quarterbacks do because it's like a safety net for a quarterback. But could he hit guys outside the numbers? And I wasn't alone. In fact, there were players that doubted him, Rob. Three receivers, Kenny Golladay, Juju Smith-Schuster. I call him John Smith-Schuster. Who was the other? There was one more receiver that rejected going to Baltimore because they were like, we want to catch the ball. So they doubted the players, Rob. Before last season, he was number one in the league.
Yeah, I wonder where those receivers are now.
Before this season, he was 24th in the league. So I wasn't alone, and those who doubted him weren't alone. But what he has done through his character and work ethic is proven the doubters wrong. And so what I like is now he's progressing in his passing game, Rob. He's hitting receivers outside the numbers. He's throwing the ball well downfield. His numbers would be even more impressive if there weren't a few drops from Hollywood Brown.
And that Detroit game, you remember, right. He dropped two or three touchdowns in that game.
Yep. And Hollywood dropped one this weekend, I believe, too. So he is progressing in his passing to the point where eventually when he can't run this way, just because, you know, you get a little older, you lose a half a step, he will be able to win games with his arm. You kind of see it now. You saw it last week, Rob, 441 yards he threw for.
Which is a career
he's
high.
He's able to win it now with his arm. And obviously he's still the most dangerous guy in the league with his legs. So I got nothing but praise for Lamar Jackson, from his character to his work ethic. They're a legitimate Super Bowl contender, particularly, Rob, because the defense also stepped up. The defense showed you we're still that team.
Right. No, the defense played well, but now I think people have to respect which one, Chris. You got to pick your poison. He can still run, and if you put an extra man, right, in the box, he'll beat you. He'll throw the ball downfield. I mean, so now what are you going to do? Are you going to put an extra man in the box, or are you going to put that guy out in the backfield, you know, out in the secondary, right, and then let Lamar run on you? So he is a real threat. We've seen it. We've seen him change the game. We've seen him pull out games at the end. In that Detroit game, Chris, where they had the big field goal, don't forget, he had to convert a 4th and 29 or whatever it was. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
he didn't run it. He threw it.
It's
like
incredible.
4th and 29 and got it. So,
and he's an outlier, Rob. Like, he's an outlier because, you know, you just, what made me think of that, you said change the game. And certainly he's, you know, but there's no, like, Justin Fields is a great little runner. You know, Kyler Murray is close to Lamar, but not quite there. Russell Wilson, like, nobody's run it like this dude. Even Michael Vick, I don't think, ran it like him.
No, and Chris, here's the other thing, too. 6th in the NFL in passing. If we told you this 2 years ago, that he'd be 6th with Aaron Rodgers and Herbert.
He's way ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
And Mahomes, right. That's what I'm saying. And all these guys like that, you would say he wouldn't be 6th. And he's 7th in the league in rushing. I mean, 6th and say in the top 10 in both. So he's having a magical season.
He's right there in the MVP hunt. I think it's him, Kyler Murray, Tom Brady, and Dak Prescott, my top four right now. But he's right there. Long way to go, though. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the iCouple. We want to talk Lamar. Has he removed all doubts that you had about him as an NFL quarterback? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Let's get right to it. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I was skeptical of Lamar and his ability to last long-term in the league, but he's improved as a passer to the point where I think even when he's unable to run in the spectacular fashion that he has, he'll still be a legitimate top quarterback because he's throwing it better and better every year. And let's see what you think. The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, we want to hear from you.
All right, let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's
Happy
up,
Monday,
man?
Guys.
Hey,
how are
you? Happy Monday. Hey, Mark, let me say this. I'm coming to Sacramento in November. For a Kings game.
I would love to sit down with you and have an adult soda pop and watch a Kings game. It's right up the road from where I'm at. Maybe we
all
can
right. Well, I'm gonna give you some, I'm gonna give you some details because, you know, we got two of our biggest Odd Couple listeners in Sacramento. So maybe we'll get to meet you guys or something. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm giving you FYI.
That'd be great. Hey, real quick on this. Hey, Chris, about a year ago, we had a conversation, and Rob and I kept telling you that we thought, given to the third year, that natural progression of passers, because I can tell you Josh Allen did the same thing, and we kept saying he's not there yet. And I think what happened is nowadays everybody thinks these kids should come out of college and automatically start producing the instant thing, whereas before guys used to sit 2-3 years, and you can see the pattern of progression. He's the old school stuff. You can see the 3 years of progression, and it's a receiver starting to catch the ball. And I wanted to say they better be afraid of Baltimore now, because they now went and got them a top-notch receiver in the kid Bateman. The kid runs a great route tree. He's big. He's fast. He's got hands. He made a couple of catches just this past game, and he's just got there. He's now got a guy who can get that possession, the possession part you're talking about. Yes, he can throw it deep. This is the kid who can catch that 12-yard out consistently like D-Hop and like Adams does with those two quarterbacks. I think they're ready to take off. I really think he's going to do well.
And remember last year I was saying, and Rob, you remember this, they need to go out and get a top-flight receiver for Lamar. We saw what Stephon Diggs did for Josh Allen. We saw what DeAndre Hopkins did for Kyler Murray. Let's get somebody in there for Lamar. And to be honest, they tried, right? Kenny Golladay,
they brought in a few people, right?
Yeah, they tried. So they ended up having to draft Bateman, and maybe he'll become that guy.
How's Juju doing?
He got hurt. He just got hurt.
That's what I thought he got hurt.
Yeah.
Right.
So I know he wishes he had gone to Baltimore, though.
Yeah, because he wasn't doing much there. And especially
Lamar's doing it much better than Ben at this point. So.
No doubt. Zach, in Oakland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Zach?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Man, doing great.
Great,
you know,
brother.
It's a Magic City Monday. I got singles in my pocket. I'm happy.
I'm
trying to get like you, Rob.
I'm trying to get like you, brother. That's creepy.
What is creepy?
Well, let me tell y'all this before I get to somebody.
What you got?
Let me tell y'all this. Like, y'all got me through having my son 2 years ago. You guys' radio show really helped me out in my stress levels. So I want to thank you guys. Foremost.
Thank you, brother, man. Look, at the end of the day, I mean, we're serious about what we talk about, but it's entertainment, too.
Right.
It's fun.
And we get anybody up here to just talk about numbers, right?
Talk about the sports, but it's fun, too. Yeah.
And you guys are thoroughly entertaining, so I really appreciate you guys. But Rob said something 2-3 weeks ago. He said that Lamar Jackson was the best quarterback in the league. And at the time, I was on the fence about it because I love Lamar.
Did you say that, Rob?
I did say it.
Why'd you jump off of him for MVP?
Nah, because we were just doing I like Lamar. Zach, you know I said
I'm just saying,
it.
I don't want to hear this.
Chris don't want to hear it because I said he was going to be the MVP, and then I said Aaron Rodgers in week two.
Two weeks later.
But go ahead, Zach. Go ahead.
Check it out. Yeah, Rob said it, and I don't agree with Rob all the time, but Rob was spot on. Check this out, guys. Everybody gushed over Reggie Bush getting 500 total yards in a college game, but this man, Lamar Jackson, got 500 total yards in an NFL game against the Colts. Then the following week, he puts up tremendous numbers, helps his team run the ball at a very high level against one of the most offensive-minded teams in the league, in the Chargers, and they demolished those boys.
Yep.
So this guy's not only showing you that he's good in the pocket, he's good outside the pocket, his head is right where it's at, just like Chris was saying earlier. Man, this guy, the sky's the limit for him.
But I'm not ready to call him the best quarterback in the league, though.
He's balling, though.
I still would take Mahomes over him.
I would definitely take Mahomes. Yeah, I think Lamar, with all that he's put together, Chris, I get it. Mahomes is more the prototypical quarterback when you look at him.
And can run, but
so
not,
I, so I get
not
that,
like
but
Lamar.
not where when this guy's won more games than Dan Marino, the youngest at 25. That's pretty impressive. He had a good team.
I'm giving him love.
But he's done everything. He's not just putting up numbers and they're not winning. They're winning. He finally got a playoff win under his belt.
Right.
He got a unanimous MVP. I mean, he's stockpiling and putting together a nice run where you might say down the road, this dude was something special to see. And it's still early. I'm not ready to crown anybody, without winning anything.
Right. Even if there was some type of something happened and he didn't, we would still look back and say this dude was special.
He is
like he's hit that point where
he really is.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's not the best quarterback in the league. All right, we got Jay Crawford, our old friend from the old network, coming up next.
Man,
now
did we have a ball of fun with him, man?
Jay is a lot of fun.
Come on, man.
It's glad to have you more. So we got him. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So let's go here. Speaking of Cleveland, and that's where Jay would be calling from. The Browns, Rob, a lot of people had high hopes for him. I did. And still, it's early. I mean, for some reason, Rob, 17 games feels like it's a lot more than 16. Doesn't it feel like, to me at least, it feels like there's such a long way to go?
Just a little bit, yeah. Like, because we're only going to week 7. There's still 10 weeks left.
Right.
And we're not even at 7. So it's 11 weeks. So when you think about it, 11 weeks, Chris, is roughly 3 months. So it's still so much. It's a long way, right?
Yeah, so much can happen. So they're obviously not out of it. But right now they're third in that division, and that's a tough division, the AFC North, where you got obviously the Ravens playing excellent football.
Chris, while we're waiting, what was your take on Mahomes early on? I know he bounced back and they got that win over Washington. He had a couple more picks.
The first one, I mean, look, and I've said it, he gets reckless with the football. But two of these 8 picks he has were straight up Tyreek Hill's fault.
But did you see his mother tweeting or whatever about that?
Yeah, and I know you don't want your mom getting involved, but she ain't lying.
No, but I
she ain't, just, you know what I mean?
It comes
and
off
he
as,
won't say it, right.
But it comes
and,
off as like you're throwing his teammate under the bus.
Right.
Like,
and then
like,
you don't
does she
want
tweet
them
when
thinking
he makes
that's,
a,
you know,
when he makes a crazy throw and Tyreek makes a great catch. Do you know what I mean? Is she tweeting saying, that should have been an interception, but Tyreek saved him?
Right. But I don't know if Tyreek, I don't know what's up with him. Because these two passes he's dropped were short passes, so they weren't difficult to handle, and they hit him in the hands. And so those are two of the interceptions. But I thought the way he bounced back in the second half, he was tremendous in the second half. He was basically perfect. I think 19 for 25, 174 yards, 2 touchdowns. And what I like, Rob, is he's aware of it. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
the first
he
thing
knows.
You, yeah, the way
he,
you
he has
fix
15
it
picks in 15
aware.
Games. You can't be acting like ain't nothing happening. Like,
right.
I'm glad that he's like wearing it or owning it. Right? Like, I got to stop this. This has
to
stop.
Exactly. I'm not concerned about it because like he still leads the league in touchdowns. You know what? I was actually a little bit encouraged. I get it. Washington's not much of a defense. Or, I'm sorry, much of an offense.
Right.
But their defense did look better. They made a few changes. They had 2 new starters. Got Daniel Sorensen out there at safety, who had been struggling mightily. And they look, you know, like I said, Washington doesn't really score on anybody. But, yeah, Philadelphia doesn't have a strong offense, and they put 30 on the Kansas City Chiefs. So that was encouraging if you're a Chiefs fan. But, Mahomes, Rob, when it comes to the Chiefs, Pat Mahomes is the least of my concerns. You know, like, I not in one iota am I worried about him. Like, that dude is great.
I was shocked in just the first half. You know what I mean? Like just seeing what was going on. You know, obviously, you know, when you take it into totality, then it's totally different. But after that first half, when they were, 13-10? And he had the 2 picks. I was like, what is
going
like
on? But like I said, I mean, and again, you know, a pick is a pick. Because to your point, there are times when a quarterback throws a ball that should be picked off and it's not. So I don't want to harp too much on it was Hill's fault. But, you know, I looked at it. He threw one really bad. That was a horrible pick, actually. But that's him. He was going down. He was trying to avoid, you know, the sack. And he just threw it up there for grabs.
Right,
and
can't throw it up for grabs.
And Washington got it. But what I was going to say, Rob, about the Browns, Baker Mayfield, and we've talked about this, you know, he's in a contract year. And I realize, Rob, that at the end this will cost the Browns, assuming they keep Baker. But he's playing himself into a franchise tag as far as I'm concerned, Rob. Like, he's a guy – you're not sure.
What are his numbers now? Where are we? Because the week before they put up 42. Now, they had 2 guys, 2 running backs. Chubb was hurt before the game. Hunt got hurt in the game. So, yeah. I mean, his weapons were down. And I'm not making an excuse for him. But they were on the road, scored 42 points. And if it wasn't for Justin Herbert and that tremendous comeback, that would have been a hell of a win, Chris, in San Diego.
Right.
I mean, in L.A. Over the Chargers. But they didn't win the game. They lost.
I think what he's showing you is that, at least at this point, I don't think he'll ever be, like, elite. I mean, because you look at some of the quarterbacks in the league, and I could just name, you know, 8 guys that I don't think he'll ever be as good as. You know, but he's showing you right now, Rob, that he's not a guy – like, I think he's definitely a good quarterback. But he's not a guy that can put you on his shoulders and carry you. Because, like you said it, Chubb is out. So now we need you to step up, Baker. Like with Dallas, Rob, when they don't have the ball going on the ground with Zeke and Tony Pollard, then Dak can put you on his shoulders and carry you. And we saw it again yesterday, threw for over 400 yards. But Baker's not to that point. He could get there. Dak wasn't always at that level. So maybe he'll get there, but right now he's not there. And I think that's what you saw, is that when they don't have the run game going because of Chubb and then Hunt got hurt, then, you know, he's going to struggle because he's not that guy that can just carry a team with his arm. But I think right now they got to be thinking franchise tag. You know, he's eligible, you know, for the big deal. And it'll cost them, right? Because if
he plays well, they're still going to have to pay him.
You're going to pay him, but you're going to pay him more.
But I think, I still think he's got a few weeks to sort it out a little bit to see. Yeah. Because, as you said, they're not out of anything. And if they can win four or five games and get back into it, he plays better. But they got issues, and they got to get better, and he has to play better. So,
and they play Thursday, Rob.
Yeah.
He might be hurt. Chubb still might be out. Hunt will probably be out.
I'm calling this, though. I saw that game, Chris. We might have a lock right there. I might Denver at Cleveland. Cleveland season.
The only thing is Denver's so bad. You saying a lock for Cleveland?
For Cleveland, yeah. Like they have to win that
game. They're going
to
be banged up, though,
That's
man.
A home game, though, but I'm saying, like they can't
I'm with you on the
that.
Pick. I'm not with you on the lock, though.
Okay.
Because I think it's going to be tough. Because Denver's not that good, but they playing for their season, too. So.
Yeah, but they've fallen off big time.
Yeah, because they didn't beat anybody. You know what I mean? Their record was nice, but they really weren't that good. All right, just because Cam Newton got the shot doesn't mean he's actually going to get a shot. Clever, Rob G. We'll explain next. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. And Rob, Cam Newton has not gone away. He still wants to play football, Rob. And he let everybody know it.
He's not old, that's why. I mean, how old is Cam, 32?
I believe he's 32. Rob G, can you look that up? I believe he's 32.
I think he's like 32, Chris. That's not old. Tom Brady's still playing. He's 50.
That's not even old by football years.
Right.
Especially nowadays. You're right, for quarterbacks. But so, you know, he does his, what's it called? Funky Fridays, I think, with Cam on YouTube. And so his latest video, the first thing he said, Rob, is this. Well, he did say this. Yeah, I still want to play football. I still get that urge to go out and perform and do something that I've been doing since I was 7 years old. He also added, Rob, that he's been vaccinated.
Does he have the same paperwork as the hockey player? I just want to make sure, Chris. That's all.
Well, I didn't watch the whole thing, but he actually had cameras with him to go watch him get vaccinated. And the only part I saw, he was in the parking lot. He was in the parking garage.
Right.
About to head into the hospital, apparently, or wherever he got it done.
Right.
But I didn't stay around to watch it.
But I get it. You want to say it. And then this way, if a team is looking, and Pete Carroll, apparently, Chris, has made a call. You know, Russell Wilson's going to be out for a while. And Geno, you know.
Geno was all right.
He was okay.
You
know,
yeah.
He had a big fumble. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, if you're Pete Carroll, you have to do that. You have to look around for what's the best available. And if Cam's vaccinated and he's serious and he's healthy, and I mean, for as much as I know everybody, they're fawning over Mac Jones. Things haven't gone that well in New England. They haven't even won a home game this year, Chris. Like, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying with the moves that they made, they didn't expect to be doing this. That's what I'm talking about. Like, this is not going out and spending your checkbook on free agency, and you can't even win a home game. They're 0-4 in Foxborough.
Yeah, I don't put this all on Mac Jones either.
I'm not either.
I'm not either. I think they got to open up the playbook. Josh McDaniels, let him throw it a little more downfield. And again, Rob, Belichick, again, legacy set. We get that. But right now, it's not looking good. The post-Brady era for him is not looking good at all. And so they got to get together. But you know what? I'm not going to lie, Rob. Maybe – would they be 3-3 with Cam? Maybe. Maybe.
Chris, they might be. I mean, I think that's fair. And that's not – and it's not to put it all on the kid. But I don't think that – I think that people thought he was going to be – I'm not saying prolific like Justin Herbert, but give a spark. You know what I mean? Like okay, he won the job in training camp.
Did people think that really –
some people
or did they see a game manager?
They kept talking
about
he's the next Brady. I mean, and I know.
Well, I mean,
early
that's how Brady started out, but.
No, I know, but that's not what they were talking about.
He's not looking like Tom. Brady had immediate impact on wins.
That's what I'm talking about. Like you can look at it, and I'm not down on him or anything. He's a rookie quarterback. But I'm just saying, I don't believe. When you rebuild, Chris, you're like where the Jets are. Well, you're just awful. You know what I mean? And you don't really have that much, and you're rebuilding, and you're trying to put some stuff together. The Patriots went out and spent a ton of money. And everybody who was the Mac Jones, go back and listen to all these NFL analysts and all these people. You know what I say? Oh, no, they built this team to give a rookie quarterback so he has people around him and set him up to succeed. That's what I was told.
But, Rob, he's playing well. I mean, it's not all on him. He had 119 passer rating yesterday. He's the, of all the first round draft picks, quarterbacks, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, he's the only one of the all that group to have a passer rating of 100 or more. None of the other guys have hit 100, and he's done it three times.
Did they win any of those games?
I think they won one. They're 2-4, so I think he did it in one of their wins.
I thought that team was just set up in a different way.
Well, I'm not writing them off. I mean, they're 2-4. They had two tough losses to the Buccaneers and the Cowboys, and you know, they haven't beaten anybody. They beat the Jets and the Texans. So
that's the other part of it, right? They haven't played. They haven't really beaten anybody. That's the scary part, is that you just would like to see like a quote unquote, and this is his rookie year, but a signature win where a guy goes out and beats a team and makes that throw or so, and you go, wow, okay.
Well, he made a throw yesterday. In fact, he made a few of them. The one that looked like it was going to be the game winner, the 75-yarder to Kendrick Bourne, and then which that took moxie, Rob, because he had just thrown a pick six to Trayvon Diggs. Right. Next play, not only does he go back at the defense, he goes at Trayvon Diggs, like throws at him and wins. And then, of course, his touchdown pass to Hunter Henry in the first half was beautiful. He split two Cowboys defenders. So Mac Jones is fine. I think he's playing well. He's completing 71% of his passes, seven touchdowns, six picks, but averaging 250 yards. Six. Averaging 250 yards a game. So he's not the reason that they're 2-4. I think he's playing fine. He's not a Pro Bowl or anything like that. He's been the best rookie quarterback, I think.
My point is I thought with that team that they were looking to do something else. And that's all I'm saying is
let's look at some of the other places.
You look at the money that they spent, I don't think that they thought they'd be 0-4 at home. And a chance of having a really bad year, which it could turn out to be. Thank God for the Jets.
I'm putting some of that on Belichick. I mean, come on. You the GOAT coach. 2-4. It's starting to look like, pre-Tom Brady Belichick. I'm just saying, we got 2 hours left. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. You know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked. Yarr.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.